This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. It's a feature created in partnership with the Arts Alliance to explore the challenges and successes of the creative industries in Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan, and to introduce you to the people and programs involved that are directly impacting our quality of life through their work. My co-host is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollack, and thank you for being here this morning.
Absolutely. It's a joy to share with our community the impact of the creative industries on Washtenaw County and to explore this deeply. So thank you.
And our guest today is co-sponsor of a legislative measure that seeks to enhance the ability of the creative sector to flourish and succeed. Debbie Dingell is a Democrat from Dearborn and represents the 12th Congressional District, which of course includes portions of Washtenaw County, including Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And Representative Dingell, thank you for your time today.
Well, good morning, David. Good morning, Deb. It's great to be with both of you, and I love this topic.
Well, Representative Dingell, the bill I mentioned is the CREATE Act. CREATE is an acronym for Comprehensive Resources for Entrepreneurs in the Arts to Transform the Economy. Congresswoman Dingell, what does the measure seek to accomplish?
So the CREATE Act aims to provide creative entrepreneurs the resources that they need to transform the economy through the arts. And we don't really even begin to think about where the impact of the arts is, from how a car is designed, the clothes that we wear, but it also really impacts the quality of our life. It stimulates our brains and our economy. And so this bill would ensure that artists, galleries, museums, and aspiring entrepreneurs across the country would have access to resources and programs to help them grow their businesses and share their artwork within their communities.
And Deb Pollack, based on the work you're doing with the Arts Alliance, have you found that this is an area in which there is a void, something that legislatively could be filled?
Yes, it's actually interesting. These are actually issues in legislation that is afforded to what I would call the dominant business sector. So things that are available to entrepreneurs, such as the Small Business Administration, that we just kind of take it for granted, are available to everybody. But frankly, they're not usually thought of extending to creative entrepreneurs, to artists, and to creative organizations. So the Small Business Act, which would allow micro lenders and traditional lenders to lend towards independent creative individuals or businesses or organizations, or extending things like an AmeriCorps program to local museums and arts and cultural organizations. So they exist already, but the CREATE Act would extend those to the creative industries.
And is that how you see the measure working, Congresswoman Dingell?
That's absolutely part of it. Finding support for the artists and creative entrepreneurs through the SBA, but it also supports the creative economy by making common sense changes to the tax code to encourage more artists and collectors to engage in the marketplace so that we help them buy, sell, and donate their work. One of the issues I started working with Deb on, I hate to say it, decades ago.
We have been together for quite some time, haven't we, Congresswoman?
We have. Before I ever got in this job. And, you know, with cuts to the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities, and they're even more at risk in 218, we need to make sure that we value artistic expression and support it however we can.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Arts Alliance President and CEO Deb Pollack. And joining us by phone this morning is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Representative Dingell is part of the Congressional Art, the STEAM Caucus, and is here discussing a measure she has co-sponsored called the CREATE Act.
Yes, Mrs. Dingell started to allude to one of those issues in regards to tax opportunities for artists. It's interesting, if I were an art collector and I had an artist work that was valued at hundreds of thousands of dollars and I donated it to an art museum, let's just say it was a famous piece by David Fair, the artist David Fair, and I donated it to the museum, I would be able to use it as a tax write-off at the market value of that work. If David Fair were to donate that work as the artist, he would only be able to use it as a tax donation of the value of the materials of which he used, that is the paint and the canvas and the frame. So it is not valued at the same amount as the market value for the artists themselves, which of course means that the artist is not as inclined to donate their own work directly. The CREATE Act would change that so that the artist could, in fact, donate at the fair market value. So that would be one of those things that would change from this. So there's a number of things that, you know, it's structured very oddly out there in the tax world.
And Congresswoman Dingell, speaking to the tax part of the issue, it seems to me that creating more tax breaks would fly in the face of the current sentiment in your land of Washington.
Well, I think that what we would like to do is to try to simplify the tax code. But big business is going to be in line to make sure that they're being taken care of. And I think one of the most important things we have to do is to ensure that we're taking care of small businesses. And as part of that, we're supporting the arts. It really does. People don't understand how important the arts are to the quality of life in our community and what it contributes to so many different things, David. We take it for granted. Washtenaw County is rich in many different cultural opportunities, but a lot of people across the country don't have that opportunity.
Yeah, there are art and cultural deserts throughout the United States.
And many of them, well, I'm not going to get in trouble this morning, but but we need to make sure we continue to invest and grow this vital industry, including in Washtenaw County. I got to know Deb because she's fighting every single day. It's probably been close to three decades in that, really. But we're young. We are young. We are seasoned, but we are young. But she's fighting every single day to be able to keep the arts going, to make sure that the funding is there. How do you encourage young people to go in? How do we make sure that everybody in the community has access to the arts? These are very critical to having a vibrant community. And the arts always seem to be at the bottom of the line when it comes to talking about how we support them.
And I think also, if I could add that, one of the other things that the CREATE Act is insisting upon is that Economic Development Administration and the Rural Development Administration would ensure that traditional economic development tools such as incubators and grant programs support the art industries. And even though if you look overall, there's an assumption that Washtenaw County is rich in all of that, but we certainly have communities here that can benefit from that kind of investment. And I know that we are working through the Arts Alliance and some of our other community leaders to help develop that in places like Milan and Manchester and other places, but still it's very difficult to do. And so those kind of investments in our communities would be of great, great help.
And very frequently when we're talking about these kind of investments, what we're talking about is how we choose and make choices to expend our tax dollars. And Representative Dingell, let's envision for a moment that the CREATE Act becomes law. How does the economy and the quality of life change in Washtenaw County, Southeast Michigan, and in the United States in a period of 10 years?
Well, I think I want to build on what Deb just said, because while I do know how lucky I am to even be able to take advantage of so many different opportunities in Washtenaw County, I really wasn't kidding when I said that, you know, Deb is just out there always trying to find ways. It's hard to find support for the arts when you get into tight economies. And people don't understand that the CREATE Act and the arts and cultures support our artists. They strengthen the creative economy, and they inspire greater creative community development. So ideally, if this were to happen, artists, galleries, museums, entrepreneurs that may be part of a fashion industry or the auto industry or a health industry would be able to, we would be investing in our workforce and we'd be supporting creative industries and ensuring that artists have the resources that they need to grow their business. But while we're doing that, at the same time, we're going to be attracting visitors for us in Washtenaw County, but to our state, and we're going to be creating jobs. It's a win-win for everybody, improving quality of life, supporting the economy, and creating jobs.
Representative Dingell, we have less than a minute left together. What is next in the process for pushing forward the CREATE Act?
So we, obviously, people listening here this morning in the Washtenaw County area have my support. We need everybody to talk about the importance of it and why we need to make sure that when we're going through challenging times, the arts are such an important part of our community, and making sure that we're always there to support them, and that I think sometimes we take the arts for granted, and we really need to think what music, what dance, what beauty, what creative everything, because I can't talk about all the different things in 30 seconds or less, what they add to our community and what they add to our life.
Representative Dingell, I thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you. I love talking to both of you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Somebody enjoy art today. Everybody listening, think of one thing in your life that's been made better because of the art.
Thank you. 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who represents part of Washtenaw County, including Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, has been our guest for WEMU's Creative Impact. And thank you to Deb Pollack. Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as WEMU's content partner for Creative Impact. We'll see you next week.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it.
I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for our weekly presentation of Creative Impact. You'll hear it every Tuesday. And only on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.